Aki wrote a beautiful piece, and it's funny to go onto Facebook after you read something. You think, oh, gee, that was lovely the way it was written and the message that came across. And we got so many Facebook hits for Mick Sharkey's piece on when he took his three young girls to the Woolamai races on Sunday, was it, or Saturday, one of the 2 days. And he was so impressed with the marketing campaign launched by Country Racing Victoria about engagement of young racegoers that he wrote a piece for our website, and that can be found at rsn.net.au. And we're going to double dip by having a chat to him about it as well. G'day, Shark.
Hey, Matty, how are you, mate?
I'm well, and I felt it was just such a warm, fuzzy feeling reading your story. Tell us what impressed you and your girls so much at the Woolamai races on the weekend.
Oh, Matty, I think just how welcome they were made to feel from the minute you walked through the gate. It was all about the kids. Staff directing them towards the Country Racing Victoria backpacks that all the kids were getting for free, and then the Kelly Sports, who do such a great job on that Country Racing circuit, and jumping castles and face painting, all that sort of stuff that gets them up and about. But most of that sort of gear the kids have seen before, whether it's at, you know, carnivals or school fetes or birthday parties or whatnot. So it's great to get them excited, but the novelty wears off pretty quickly. What's unique about going to the races, and particularly the picnic races, where everything's, I guess, shrunk down to a kid-friendly size, are the horses. So they quickly work out that that's what's special, and that gets their attention, and it did with my girls on Saturday.
And one of them, identifying with the jockeys is part of it. And one of your little girls, the goggles, and this girl's, and there's girls riding in this race, Dad, and she's got goggles too, and all that sort of stuff, and washing down the horse, and she could relate to the shampooing. So everything that was occurring, the girls could sort of relate to in a way.
Well, yeah, they could. It's actually a great time to have daughters with the explosion of popularity of women's sport, whether it's footy or cricket or netball on free-to-air now. And the kids, what we've noticed in the last couple of years is the kids sort of hit that 5 and 6 years of age mark. They're acutely aware of women playing sport, and it's no different with the jockeys. They were straight onto it, and the elder one was reading the names on the silks, and she could see Courtney Pace riding out and all the other girls, and they just got up and about. They suddenly wanted to barrack for the girls and gave them something else to cheer for, just rather than a horse or a set of colours or something like that. They were really keen to see the girls do well, and they need something to latch onto. I think any kid with any sport needs somebody that they can identify with and say, oh, they're like me, or they were like me when they were a kid, and they follow them along. I think that's how we all, you know, have favourite footy players or footy heroes and the like. And I think day at the races, if the kids can identify with a jockey and follow them along, and great thing about the picnics, if you go and ask politely, they probably come out and say hello to you too. So,
well, that's right.
It's a real buzz.
And the city racing, for all its greatness, it's daunting for kids, isn't it? The picnics is, as you and I were discussing on the phone, you say, it is a picnic.
Yeah, it is. And I've never thought of it in that context. I've taken the girls to Flemington and Caulfield and even the Valley before, and I've never thought about it in this way. But sort of Hazel said, no, this isn't the races. This is a park. This is like a park. And you look around, there's trees and people having picnics and everything. It is very much like a park. Whereas if you sort of look through the eyes of a kid walking into Flemington, everything is huge, it's vast, there's big buildings, there's a lot of adults, and the kids aren't immediately obvious in the crowd, whereas they were on Saturday at Woolamai, and they are generally at the picnics as well. So that ability to feel comfortable in your environment straight away was something that I noticed, and something that Hazel referenced pretty early in the day too, which is great.
And this is a CRV campaign that's been up and about for a couple of seasons now, and it's certainly having a major effect at the picnics. And look, at risk of you and I banging on too much about the picnics from time to time, but we are committed to it, aren't we? And we wonder about why so few. It seems to be still something that the big wigs in Melbourne and the people that go to the city racing, it's for such a popular circuit, it's sort of, so many people are still oblivious to it, aren't they?
Yeah, true. And look, to be fair, until Saturday, I'd never really thought of it as an opportunity to take the kids to the races. It's been a lad's day out, whether it's a Bucks party or a Punters Club sort of trip or whatever. It's been a bit of a boys' day out, and you know, there's heaps of Bucks parties and Hens Days and everything else there. So I've only ever sort of thought about it as an adult context. But when you take kids there and you see how Country Racing Victoria caters to them, like talk about a perfect slogan, not only for country racing, but for racing all around. We love animals. Does that not sum up the sport? You know, there's nothing that could sum it up any better. That's at the heart of what we do, isn't it? And what a way to talk to kids, because most of them love animals too, whether it's their dog or cat or whatever they're into at the time.
So, everyone's
just go wild for animal.
Everyone's entry point to racing is the animal and the colour. It's got nothing to do with the punt, and the punt comes secondary. So,
hey, mate, tell you what, my girls didn't go there looking to have a trifecta on the second. They went there looking to see a horse and to jump on a jumpy castle. So at the end of the day, the horses won out, which is great.
Oh, well, I think Hazel will latch onto the first fours eventually, but we'll let that take its time. Mate, well done. Thanks for throwing up the story in the first place, and the reaction to it on rsn.net.au has been befitting of what a great little yarn it is. So anyone interested in what we're talking about to have a read of this lovely story written by the Shark, go to our website. Good on you, Mick. Might see you down there and throw a line in on Friday.
Cheers, Matty. We've got to keep that wind low, mate. Today would have been perfect. You've got to get out of work earlier.
Oh, I could have called a sickie, I suppose. Anyway, we'll work that out. Thanks, mate.